be seated.
When we come a little closer, that seems so far away from all of you, especially at this time of the evening. As we begin, may you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, and the everlasting peace of Jesus, who is Savior, Christ, and Lord. Amen. This shall be a sign for you. You shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Shepherds status is not a higher being. By our earthly standards, we would think that if God is going to introduce new royalty, a Savior who is the Messiah, God would at least blow some trumpets, have some fanfare. But no. These shepherds are no higher up than, I don't know, the night crew at Steak and Shake. Right? The people you don't expect God to come to. But God does. Throughout the Bible, every time God chooses somebody to do something, it's not because they're already great. It's because God is great. And God chooses. God could have chosen to wait until Jesus was grown up and doing miracles to point him out and say, look, this is my son. Look at the good stuff he's doing. But he chose to announce Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting King of Kings, as a baby in a manger. Anointed the Christ when he was absolutely helpless, absolutely dependent, unable to hate or hurt. That's what God chose. And he chose it for us. This is the sign of a baby in a manger. That's how God announced his son. He was born innocent. Died innocent and helpless too. Because I would be wrong, I would be remiss not to draw the cradle and the cross and the line between them. God didn't choose earthly power. If you're looking for a sign, look among the lowly. Look among the weak. Look among the outcast. Look for Christ. Like Matthew 25 says, when did I see you hungry or homeless or sick or in prison? Lord, when did I see you? And Jesus said, when you see the least of these, my brothers and sisters. He started out as the least of these. And on the cross, he was the least of these. But God says, that's where my power shines best. Are you aligning yourself with the least of these? Or do you feel like you are among the least of these? God's got good news for you. Anybody looking for a sign of God's power and presence in the stock market? That baby came to save us from ourselves and save the world from sin. That's why we get together on Christmas Eve and sing all these songs that retell the story. And we light our lights, as we will in a little bit, because we know when we light our lights together, the darkness doesn't win. You are light to somebody. You're the light of Christ to more people than you know. I've been thinking this week how much time our musicians musicians been practicing? Poor Amber here, this is her third service of the night at two churches. When I came in before the service, I said, oh, good, you came back. But the amount of time our musicians spent practicing the proclamation of the good news is pretty significant. And I enjoy it all from my office right over there. I love listening to our musicians getting ready to proclaim the good news. But I think we all have to ask ourselves, how do I get ready to practice so I can proclaim the good news? Because you are good news to somebody. Well, we practice by singing hymns tonight. We retell the story. But in kindness and love and forgiveness, we keep retelling the story. And it's not difficult. Because God chose us. Not because of anything we've done, but because of God, what God wants to accomplish.